Yeah, what a way to start, eh? The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Happy hump day to you, Wednesday, 5th of February, 8.5 minutes past 6.
Yeah, man.
How are you this morning?
Yeah,
That'll blow the cobwebs off, won't it?
That's a great song.
The old
Springer, Springer in the morning.
Yeah, Springer
Springsteen. He's like a Springer in the morning, so he is.
Gets you
moving. Gets you not thinking, thankfully.
You need to get the blood flowing this morning. It's a bit chilly.
It is a little bit, isn't it?
It's a bit chilly.
Yeah, it is a little bit. Well, although this room that we're in is always roasting again.
Yeah, it's good to be back in the greenhouse.
It feels like I'm sitting beside a pizza watching a cook in this room.
Yeah, the old aircon's still on the blink.
Jeepers, it's very warm.
Yeah, but it'll calm down. Somebody left the door closed overnight. And then it'll find its feet, PJ. Better than being stuck out there with the icicles hanging off your bits.
It'll find its feet. It's been a few months now, but eventually it'll find its feet.
All good things come to those who wait.
All good things end for those who want them.
Yeah. Anyway, morning to you folks. Happy hump day on this Wednesday. Hopefully you're in good form. It is a bit of a chilly one out there. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for waking up happy, PJ and Jim, this morning. Interesting on the birthdays. I'm going to get stuck into the birthdays early doors.
Oh,
right?
Jeepers. No, there must be millions of them, isn't there?
There is loads, but I'm actually thinking, I think I'm going to do something a bit different this morning.
Oh, dear. I don't like this now. Why are you talking
about? I know, I think I'm going to like it. There's a lot to choose from.
I don't like it.
I think I'm going to whittle it down, though.
Right.
I think it's going to become a special this morning.
Oh, jeepers.
Special edition.
I don't know how I feel about this.
And people moving on up here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 13 minutes past 6 o'clock. Right, we're about to take on the birthdays, right?
Yes.
Lots of birthdays that I could have chosen from.
So
okay?
What are you thinking about?
Some of them I might do maybe a bit later on, or I might just throw them out there, but I'm thinking there's enough birthdays to do A football special, brilliant.
Oh, okay, I am into this. I've changed my mind. I like this idea.
At the very least, the first half, right? If you do well in the first half, there might be no need. It might be just a game of one half.
Well, it
might be all over in the first half. You might have scored so many in the first half, there's no point in even playing the second half.
Well, if it's anything like real football, the first half is only really a warm-up anyway.
Well, this could be it. I think there might be enough to do a football special this. Right, here we go. We're going to start with one of your heroes, right? It is the birthday of Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, Cristiano Ronaldo, right. I think he's the greatest ever.
Yeah.
I don't give a fart. All you Messiites are out there, and the Messiites won't have it said that he's not the greatest, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, no, to be fair.
They discount so many, but Cristiano Ronaldo's done it all, and he's done it.
Yeah, I do. I tell you,
everywhere,
the biggest argument
world
for the Ronaldo thing is doing it in different leagues, doing it with different clubs, and you know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I used to think that my argument for Messi used to be just that as a footballer, with the ball at his feet, he was a better footballer. You know what I mean? Just a more capable footballer. But it's hard to argue against. To be fair, I suppose Ronaldo with the headed goals and all that as well. And There's a lot to make an argument for.
Yeah, and he's not. He's like an elf now, in football terms, and he's still banging in goals.
Yeah, he's still banging in goals.
He
got another Juventus record there the other day. The most goals scored, most consecutive goals in games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Most consecutive games scoring.
Unbelievable.
Took it off Trezeguet or somebody.
It's ridiculous. And I know loads of people are saying he's on the steroids and he's just, you know, good for him.
Where do you get them?
I tell you, if I thought popping a few would do half for me.
If anybody has a number.
There's a great one on Twitter there yesterday. Did you see it?
No.
It says, it turns out a personal trainer has gone to jail for 9 years for selling drugs. I says, I've been going to him for years. It came as a terrible shock. Shows you really don't know people. I never even knew he was a personal trainer.
Love it.
Right,
the belt, Cristiano Ronaldo. Maybe he will go down as the greatest ever. Who knows?
35.
Yes, he is. I told you this was going to go well.
Is.
Right up your street. Right, here we go. Somebody who'd like to think of himself in those type of terms, but actually we know he's nothing more than an El Chancer. Neymar.
You
celebrating his birthday today.
Neymar. Mr. Misery himself.
De Silva Santos, to give him his first.
Have you ever seen a fella so disappointed to be doing the job of his dreams and be a millionaire at the same time? He's so disappointed with it.
And he's so disappointing.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Like, he was supposed to be playing a game for PSG, right?
Gotcha.
Claimed to be injured 2 days after he'd been partying it up for.
Oh. I don't know. Yeah, he's an awful man.
Yeah,
he's an awful man.
When Cantona slagged him in the World Cup and everything was funny.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well,
the rolling around and everything.
Yeah. When they did that amazing video, was that of him where they constantly just put him rolling up and down ski slopes
yeah,
and everything?
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
That was fantastic. Yes, I've got El Cranky Pants himself.
I mean, ridiculous.
He's like, a bit younger now than Ronaldo.
And the holder of the biggest transfer fee in the world.
Is he?
Yeah.
What was it?
PSG paid something ridiculous, didn't they? Like,
did they?
252 million euro or something.
Mother of
something
God.
Ridiculous, anyway.
For a fella that wouldn't stop moaning.
He's an awful winger.
Unreal. I'm going to say he's like, what is he? He's 27.
Oh, my God, 28. Literally, I told you it could have been over in the first half.
Jeez.
That's why you were so close. Right. Here we go. Next up for you, Carlos Tevez.
Yeah, Tevez, I like him.
Played both sides of Manchester.
He did.
West Ham.
Yeah. Well, I'm player manager and all. And he.
Now, where is he now? He's somewhere mad now. Is he China or somewhere? Is he? Or where is he?
No, he's out. Isn't he still out South America bound?
Still is he?
Mexico or something.
Ah, right,
I think
okay.
he is, yeah. He's a gas man. He has that great story about talking about trying to beat Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah. Just trying to beat him to get into training.
Where he turns up at training at 9 o'clock every morning and Ronaldo's there and he says, right, I'm just going to.
Go in at half 8.
If he's doing it, I'll be trying to be better. Go in at 8.
Right.
There's Ronaldo at 8. He goes, jeepers, he's some lad. I go in at 7. He goes in at 7. There's Ronaldo. He's there 2 hours before training. So he says, just for the one morning, just to beat him, he says, I'll go in at 6. There's Ronaldo. He's there, this fella. What does it take? What do you have to do? He was in 3 hours before training every single morning.
There you go.
Just practicing free kicks and stuff.
That's what you knew. You should take that on board.
I mean, no, I'd rather take
this. We start here at 6. If you wanted to come in, let's say at 3, and start to prepare every morning,
yeah.
You too could be. You could become the Cristiano Ronaldo of the radio yeah. world.
Well, I think we all know Tevez has more crack. Let's be honest about it. Carlos Tevez is 46.
Oh man, that's harsh, buddy.
Is it?
Do you want to take a mulligan on that?
I thought he was around the same age as me.
He's 36.
He is not.
Yeah. He's only a year older than Ronaldo.
He is not.
Yeah.
I thought he was like the same age as me. Oh my God. It's mad the way you remember a thing, isn't it?
Oh my God. That's
mad the way you remember a thing.
Sorry about that, Carlos.
I thought I remember
him. Here in South America.
Was he not running around playing football with Cantona and everything? He probably was just young for the...
With Cantona? I wouldn't have necessarily put him in that
sort
of...
Was he after that?
Yeah, I would have said so.
I'm getting a bit sweaty now. I don't like this.
Right, okay.
A bit sweaty.
What about this, right? This was going to be the last one, but I may have to add a few on. Anyway,
Fart.
What about Sven-Goran Eriksson?
Oh, the weirdest looking ladies man in the history of the world.
Extraordinary, yeah.
Yeah. He looked like Beaker from The Muppet Show.
Beep, 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 beep. He looked like... just looked like an accountant or something.
Like a man... Yeah, and he always had... Unbelievable women.
Yeah.
It's no wonder England never did well when he was with them because he was off doing...
And it wasn't as though he was exactly bubbly when it came to his personality.
No, far from it. Far from it.
It was a touch of the old paint dry.
Beaker. It was just a man. Like, and he was going to meet Ulrika Johnson and
yeah,
all.
Yeah, Ulrika.
Was going out with him. For ages. When she was like top of the world. Everybody wanted... Tom Cruise would be trying to go out with her. And yeah. there's... No, I'm going out with Beaker there. Your man that selects the...
I think it might have been an unofficial going out with Beaker at the time.
Oh, was it? Yeah, yeah.
I think it might have been.
I think they were both into a bit of that. I'm going to say he's... After me last one, I'm nervous to say anything. 66.
72.
Oh, God.
72.
Jeepers.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. There was two footballers I wasn't going to throw in
to
the football special, right? And I put them in. One of them is a bit legendary,
right?
And the other's a bit of a letdown. So we'll give you the letdown first, right?
Right,
because it's a bit of a United letdown.
Oh God, you're being my favourite. Wait, you see?
Adnan Januzaj.
Oh yeah, I don't know what that is. That sounds like an accident with letters. That sounds like something you make fit into a crosswords.
Adnan Januzaj was going to be the next big thing, and it didn't really happen. They were talking about him as being the new gigs and everything. Then it never really happened.
The new gigs.
So now he's off with one of the Spanish teams, I think.
Right.
Sociedad or something like that.
There's been so many of them have arrived into United. Yeah.
So he's still relatively young. I'll
Your
put
man,
it to you like that.
Dallas or whatever. Remember him.
Dallas.
Wasn't that his name?
You're talking about Depay.
No, I'm not, no.
Dallas.
Yeah, I think of... There's a Houston.
Dallas. I'll have to look that
one
up.
Yeah, I think, wasn't there something like that? Anyway, someone will text me and let me know. I got to say, he's 38.
He's 25,
I don't
man.
Know what's going on.
He's 25.
I don't know what's going on. I just right. never think they've
what
been
about,
going.
What about this? Let's go back to one of the
it's
world.
Not working at all.
Stars of a former World Cup, okay?
Right.
A former World Cup. I think Michael probably know this better than I would, but I'm thinking maybe he was a star in the sort of 94 World Cup, maybe.
Yeah.
I could be wrong with that.
Yeah.
Georgi Hagi.
Hagi!
Yeah.
Oh, who was it? Romania he played
Romania.
For? Romania. Yeah.
They called him the Maradona of the Balkans.
That's right, yeah.
He
was
him.
Brilliant. Oh,
and
he
his
was absolutely
his son
brilliant.
Is after signing for Rangers.
His son?
Yeah.
It was signed for Rangers?
Yeah.
Hate them Hagis. Terrible, aren't he? An awful ill family. He was never any good, Hagi. Useless. Let down Romania terribly, did. Georgi Hagi.
It was, am I right? No, or was it? Was it the 94?
I think so. I think it was 94. It was 90, because we. Or maybe it was
well,
90.
Maybe it was 90.
When he played against.
It was more likely 90.
When he
yeah,
was
maybe.
Playing against Ireland in the shootout.
Yeah, that could. Yeah, it was probably more likely 90 then.
Jeepers.
Right, so the great Georgi Hagi.
57.
Oh, not bad. Not bad, 55.
Ah, fuck. Anyway.
Right.
That's what you get. I bet he's really 57, but he's just lying. So Rangers can something.
So listen, just to keep the football analogy going, after that first half, you're 5-1 down.
Basically. No, I'm not. I'm 1-0 up.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Great, thanks, Tara. 6:32. Happy hump day to you, T. What's the story with you?
Hello, how are you?
I'd say the old butter index this morning is blooming.
Yeah, oh. Rock hard.
Rock hard.
I actually got ahead of myself because I knew I was going to be struggling this morning. I stayed up till stupid o'clock watching the leaders debate.
Oh, you did not.
So I actually made the Sambos last night, so I don't know what the butter index is this morning.
Oh,
suffice to say, I lashed the heating on before I left the house this morning so that the children, when they got up, wouldn't be blue or purple. But didn't check the butter. But yeah, it's a cold one.
It's a cold one.
Yeah. What were the roads like up around your place, actually,
It was okay.
Jim?
They'd been gritted or whatever, but I had to go. I was out with the old bottle of water defrosting the car, which I wasn't expecting because I didn't expect it to be as cold as morning for some reason.
You do that right into the middle of July. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He just never seems to not have it.
I know, it's weird. Normally, you see, to be fair, the unicorns come along and lick off the frost.
I know, yeah. It's just unreal. Sometimes he has to defrost the car with a bottle of suntan lotion.
And then you come in here, and it's like the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I know, it's weird.
It is weird.
You nearly have to strip off coming into this room.
I literally did. I'm in a t-shirt here now. Just before I started reading the news, I was in a t-shirt, a cardigan, a hoodie, and a big woolly scarf. And I'm going to have to put those on again now.
Tara loses 4 stone walking from outside to in with the amount of clothes.
Yeah. Oh, if only she's that was true.
She's like one of those people who tries to scab on their luggage on Ryanair. Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm like.
By wearing it all.
Wearing all our luggage.
That's really...
All Saints Pure Shores and the Power of Love from Huey Lewis in the news ahead of that 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy hump day to you folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Let's give you some info straight off the bat. I'm sure you're wondering about today's song for Forever Young prize. Let me just check it out for you right now, okay? I'm going to click in here to where all the information lies. What date's today? The 5th?
It is the 5th. Oh, okay. My God,
right.
Yeah.
Our song. Oh my God.
What?
What a tune to listen for, PJ. Wait till I break the news to you about this. Your Forever Young song today, right?
Yeah.
The song you're listening for to give yourself the chance to win this VIP package for 4 of you. The VIP upgrades, the glamping, the meet and greet with the artists, right? It's only Bronski Beat.
Oh, fantastic. Which one?
Why?
Amazing.
Tell me why!
Brilliant. So much better than Paul McCartney or the Monkees. Oh, that's
what a
brilliant.
Tune.
Oh, yeah, cool. Deadly. Now we're on to something.
Bronski
looking out
Beat.
For a real belter now today.
And why?
Savage.
Oh,
of course,
what a song.
That's Jimmy Somerville is doing the festival, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And, he does all, when he does this, he does like all the Communards, Bronski Beat, his solo stuff, all of that.
You said, you absolutely won't stop saying it, that he was the highlight of the festival.
Without
completely,
shadow,
without any shadow of a doubt.
Stole the show.
Deadly, yeah.
Anyway, so that's it. So there's your song, okay? The idea is only when we play Bronski Beat, with Jimmy featuring Jimmy Somerville, of course. And that song, Why, okay? Only when you hear that, that is your opportunity to get in to win. You just WhatsApp the word win and your own name and details to 087-188-0008. And we'll stick you in with a chance to win this. We're doing this right across the station, right across the week. Your chance to have a VIP weekend package for four at the Forever Young Festival at the Palmerstown House Estate between the 10th and 12th of July. Unbelievable lineup of acts. ForeverYoungFestival.ie if you want to check it out and get details about tickets. But our song today, this morning on the show, Why from Bronski Beat.
Unbelievable.
Can't wait to play that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking forward. I don't even want to know when you're playing it, actually.
No, no.
I'm not going to look at this.
Don't.
It would be the first time I ever did, anyway. So there's no point in getting too wrapped up in it. I'll just enjoy it when it happens.
Also today, we've a nice prize on the Breakfast Table quiz, of course, this week. And it's 11 to beat. So...
good score there.
Interesting
now.
Score, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good score there. We haven't had a 12 in a good while, actually, because, well, Mike made the questions a little harder. I think they're back to the sort of normal now.
Yeah.
So, 12 the score, that'll put you into the lead. If you get there, look, then you need. We're looking for Quizmaster General to beat you after that.
Mm. Of course, in about an hour's time, as usual, we'll have the hit bits of classichits.ie. It's nice cash at this stage.
1,170 quid.
Very tasty. Very tasty. So that's on the way, too. And, of course, also today, we've got a special guest on the show, Roz Purcell. Natural born feeder herself.
Natural born feeder.
If you're familiar with the blog, former supermodel, really, in from an Irish perspective.
Yeah,
she
was the Irish contestant in Miss Universe back in the day, but she's doing much greater things these days.
Did she win it, the Miss Universe? Or?
I don't think so. I think she was to the Irish.
Right.
Well, I don't. I'm more into the food myself. I'll tell you more about the food. No, not more. Oh, yeah. She did win it.
She did win it.
Yeah, there you go.
Imagine that. Having a Miss Universe in this very studio.
Beating all them aliens and everything. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I wonder who the Mars contestant was.
Yeah, some imagine. I know who I'd be choosing.
Yeah. So we'll be chatting to Roz Purcell on the show today as well. And whatever else is going on, as you know, we unscrew the top of PJ Gallagher's head. And let us all out.
That's a bad idea now,
so
for anybody.
Anything could happen.
Bad idea there.
Anything
now.
Could happen.
Anything could happen. Oh, thankfully, Roz is more predictable.
Yeah.
Well, is she? I don't know.
Who knows?
She's a nicer person. We can definitely put it that way.
Not at all. Don't be putting yourself down.
Oh, definitely. No,
she's
no. Sure.
Way better looking, in fairness. But
well, you see, there you go. No, straight away. Better than most things, I'd say.
087-188-0008, of course, if you want to give us a shout at any stage. Human League, Don't You Want Me Here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 9 minutes past seven on this Wednesday, 5th of February. Happy hump day to you, folks. Good to have you along. Thanks for hanging out with us, of course. 087-188-0008, if you want to give us a shout. Here we go, PJ. It's like going back in time.
God, I hate this rubbish.
1, 2, 3, are you hanging up the stuff? No.
What an absolutely brutal song.
You don't want to go with that one, no?
I was going to say something absolutely disgusting. That's the worst music, Christmas music in February.
Okay.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I was only
trying... Even though the story leads us there, you still should be ashamed of yourself.
Okay, I'll have to go with this one then. How's this? This bit better?
I'm unaware as to what we're listening to.
Well, there aren't that many Slade hits to choose from, are there?
That's true, yeah, yeah. Which one is this one?
This is Come On, Feel the Noise.
This isn't a bad old chanter now. This there is a bad... Yeah. Actually, listening to the drums there is indicative... What's that word?
Indicative
to the story that we're going into. So there's been a big split in Slade. A huge, serious split in the band. Unreal. The lads...
Oh, my
God. They're in their 70s now.
They're in their 70s and they're only getting around to splitting up now.
Well... wait, you hear, this is just like ludicrous politics when it comes to it. Yesterday, Slade's drummer Don Powell revealed he was sacked from the band without warning by an email. Probably the first time he checked the email.
Yeah, it's probably the first time he ever got or used email.
Yeah, did you check your emails?
This new thing works.
I set an email.
What's this?
Imagine.
You are sacked.
I set that up for you so I could let you know. So he's 73 and he says he was fired by the guitarist Dave Hill. Who was his friend since 1963, right? And the only other original member of the band, because Noddy Holder and all, they all left in the 90s, in 92 actually, Noddy Holder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're the only two lads left, and now they've split.
So, Noddy Holder's not even with Slade
anymore?
No,
he's long
gone.
For years? No, he went off to do film and TV, he got involved in, and got involved in radio, he did a bit of radio presenting, and still does, apparently.
Right.
So he's long gone out of the band. In fact, they contacted Noddy Holder about this, and asked him, who still gets 1.2 million a year, by the way, for that Christmas rubbish.
Right.
Yeah, a year he gets that.
Wow.
So they contacted him and asked him, what do you think of this? And he goes, I'm really surprised. Like, the two lads have been mates forever. But
that's
now they've split.
Mad.
And it doesn't end there, though. Is it the end of Slade? No. They're going to continue performing with two different bands, both of them called Slade.
Great.
So they're going on the road, so...
Thankfully, at least there'll be no confusion.
Don Powell Slade is going on tour.
And Dave Hill Slade.
In direct rivalry to Dave Hill Slade, yeah. And they've said, expect, both bands are saying, well, with our show, both bands are saying, you can expect loads of classics. Well, it's not like you're going to do new stuff, lads. Let's be quite honest, Noddy Holder wrote all the famous songs.
And Gaz, think about it, is if Noddy ever did decide, you know, something I could do with a few quid, ah, sure, what the heck, I'll go back out and I'll do a bit of a tour. He'd be the one that'd mop up.
Noddy Holder,
that's
Slade.
The one you'd want to see.
I know, of course you would.
You know what I mean?
These two lads are going to be playing in...
Like, that, chances are...
What's clubs.
What's the other bloke's name, the drummer's name?
Don Powell.
Don Powell. Don Powell. Who's Don Powell?
He's your man, the fella that was thrown out...
Which one was he?
He was the fella that was thrown out of the Slade tree. They're getting... The Slade are getting like the IRA. It's like it was like the original
continuity Slade.
The original Slade, the continuity Slade, the provisional Slade.
I can't believe it's not Slade.
Yeah, and now it's the... This is like the shower or whatever they're called. The re-raw Slade are now out there, yeah.
Oh my
so
god.
So that's so... You take your pick. Which Slade would you go and see?
Imagine that. Imagine hanging out together for until in your 70s and then suddenly decided, no, sorry, musical differences. You've been together for 50 years.
They've been friends since 1963. They met in 1963 and been friends ever since.
Oh my god.
And then he sends him an email. The first email he ever sends him. You're out. You're out. I want to name the band after myself. It's going to be my Slade. Like two lads arguing over a football.
Is that what the row was about?
Oh, we don't know. Right, nobody knows what the row was about. We can only speculate and have a bit of crack about one.
There's as much chance the row was about. Did you eat my yoghurt? I never touched your yoghurt.
You did. I put my drops from my rickets in that. And you're after eating it. Yeah. We all know.
Has anybody seen my pills?
I didn't eat your rickets, drops.
Did you move my pills?
You know I can't wear my platforms.
I can't see your pills. You moved my pills, didn't you?
You know I can't.
You've always been out to get me.
I can't balance in me high heels if I don't have me pills.
Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do, here are classic hits, 17 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Quick reminder of our song today, Forever Young song, is Why from the Bronski Beat. It could arrive at any stage before 10 o'clock, and when you hear it, win, and your name and details onto a WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. We'll put you in that draw to scoop the VIP package. Remember, it's for four of you. It's not like you're tottering along on your own. All four of you go off and get the full VIP luxury glamping and VIP upgrades and meet and greet with the artists and all that sort of
all that sort of shenanigans and carry on, yeah?
Good
so
stuff.
It's a great prize.
So that's on the way. Also, of course, got the hit bid in about a half an hour as well.
1,170. Loads of money on that. 1,170.
Yep. I thought it was more, right? So we haven't quite hit the 1,200, no? No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's, you know what I mean.
No, it was the morning that we said we did, and we had to stick to it.
That's what it was.
But we're now not quite there. No, we'll be there next week.
We're getting close. Anyway, classichits.ie, by the way, if you want to check it out. And of course, another quick reminder as well that Roz Purcell's on the show today. Natural born feeder.
Yeah,
she's gone big into the food. Her blog is huge, isn't it?
Huge. She's mega. Like she's a proper star now, and her dog. Her dog has more Instagram followers than either of us put together. So that says a lot about how she's getting on.
Rod's going to be on the just after 8 o'clock this morning. 7 days, Craig David here at Classic Hits. Just 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Quick reminder that Roz Purcell's with us after 8 o'clock this morning. We'll be chatting to Roz Purcell about all things kind of foodie. She's got a new cookbook out and everything.
New cookbook out. She's just generally a dead sound person to have her own.
Natural born feeder, of course, is the very famous blog that she does now. Interesting one, this, because just after 6 o'clock this morning, if you're one of the people that's with us very early, right from the start every morning, you know we do the birthdays. And this morning, it was a bit of a football special.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
On the birthdays.
And we went on a little bit about football this morning. I'm unfortunately going to do it again, but I have to. We have to go there. It's time.
Yeah.
Football fans have had enough. This is, by the way, a poll that was done by YouGov. You know the YouGov people, they do loads of them over in the UK.
Are they the equivalent of the sort of MRBI types over here?
That kind of job.
They do the political surveys.
They're one of the big companies that when you rely on what actual public opinion reflects,
right,
that they go to these guys, YouGov. So now they've taken on VAR. Video Assisted Referee, whatever the hell it stands for.
Yeah.
And they've taken it on to see, does it make football less enjoyable for the average viewer? The answer is overwhelmingly, absolutely, VAR is a load of rubbish. 67% of viewers said it was a huge turn off. Well, 6 in 10 had been quizzed saying it wasn't working badly, was about as good as it got. Apart from a really small amount of people who said they thought it was a great crack. I actually thought it was great at the start, I'll be honest. I loved the scandal of it. I loved that it was actually causing more arguments than it solved.
Yeah.
It was great fun. I've gone far enough now. I'll tell you what's wrong with it. I'll tell you what's really wrong with it. It helps Liverpool win. And anything that helps Liverpool win is bad for football. They've known now as Liverpool, and it's so obvious.
Liverpool?
Yeah, Liverpool.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh,
Liverpool, yeah.
Because
because
it helps the Scouser so much.
It does, yeah. They've had more benefit from Liverpool than any other club.
Liverpool.
Liverpool. Yeah, yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
Oh, that's definitely... Oh, that's the job, yeah. They've been chanting all season about Liverpool getting the... Jurgen Klopp has been getting the rub of the green on his decisions. They've been all saying, oh, Jurgen Klopp, he loves it, of course. Of course he does. He escapes penalty decisions. He should have been sent off himself a few times. Big smiley head in him. The make fake,
so
his fake Delphino.
It's actually become like
hanging
a,
over him.
It's become like a virus, hasn't it? Remember there was the SARS virus for a while?
Yeah.
Now we have the VARS.
The VARS. This is the VARS.
This is the VARS.
We got a bad case of the VARS. And
yeah, yeah.
I think
and the result, the actual effect of the VARS virus is the prominence of people break out in Liverpool jerseys.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's
on
just
the streets.
It's just seeing people in Liverpool jerseys with smiles on their faces. That's where the problem arises. And the problem is as well with the poll now, this is where it gets a bit sticky, right? So
yeah.
A lot of the adults, 74% of them said they don't want to actually abolish VAR at all.
They just want to see it used right. Yeah.
They just want to see it used right. And basically that means, I suppose, in my mind, I suppose that means goes against Liverpool. Whether it be fair or not. I think that's what that means, doesn't it? Surely that's what they're getting at.
So basically what you're looking for is you want the big screen that's installed in all the football grounds, right?
Yeah.
That whatever there's a decision, it doesn't matter what football ground it's in, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what the decision is that it's making. You just want the big screen to say, Liverpool, no!
Yeah, no. Neil. Neil. Just comes up like Hawkeye, but it's just Neil all the time. You want to see the messages we're getting now? Oh, hey, PJ, how do you like them sour grapes? Look at the actual VAR stats, says this lad. Look, Jay and Ballyferman, and you'll see United have benefited most. How have United benefited? They haven't scored a goal in 6 months. Get out of it. Oh, I get some grief.
That's always good. Always good.
Oh, my God. Someone's saying this.
It up.
Hey, you've gone too far now, texter. Susanna says I sound like a Mayo fan. That's low. That's low.
Oh, my God. You really hit him where it hurt there.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get sick, Jim. Oh, jeepers.
Classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth 1,000. Oh, let me check what it is. €1,170 exactly.
Lovely.
This morning. I forgot to play it for you yesterday, or at least to announce the playing of it. Jim, get your trombone ready, or whatever instrument it is, and let them know what it sounds like.
There it is.
That is the Hit Bit. As Jim always reminds you, because that's the professional thing to do, classichits.ie is where you can listen to it as many times as you like and see all the wrong answers. But, who's first this morning?
Line one.
Line one, everybody.
Do a bit of a talk to Joe on it. Line one, who's there? Line one, how are you doing?
Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you? Who is that?
Damien.
How are you, Damien? What's the crack? How are you getting on this morning, Damien?
Not too bad, lads, ourselves. I snuck in the back door. It was on Monday, so I snuck in the back door.
Oh, look at this, Chancer. You probably gave a fake name and everything to Mike, did you?
No, I gave a proper name. Proper name.
Don't worry,
good
Damien. We'll
man,
put
Damien.
A fake name on the check.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting two bites of the cherry, Damien, yeah?
This came to me on the loo having a poo, so...
Oh, right. Well, all of the best ideas do, to be fair. All of the best ideas do. You know, I mean, like, PJ has written most of his best gags there.
You have, haven't you?
Oh my God.
He spends a lot of time there. That's his office. Actually. Right. That's his office.
Well, let's see if you did the $1 million poo, my man. What do you think it is?
Brian Adams, Summer of 69.
Summer Brilliant. Of 69. What do you reckon, Mike?
Unfortunately, it is wrong, Damon. Oh. Sorry about that, yeah.
No, what a load of crap.
Yeah. Hey.
Anyway, lads.
Yeah, I thought Mike was going to say, that's a shit guest.
I was about to say that, but then I decided not to. Anyway, but lads, as you well know, everything I do it for you. A clue is coming very, very soon.
Oh,
is
it?
Want to know when?
Yeah.
The Day of Love.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Very good. Which is, what's that, Friday week?
Friday week,
Friday week. Good stuff.
Some man to announce that.
Right,
giving
back to the Jacks for you, Damien.
Oh, back to the Jacks, lads. Back to the Jacks.
Take care, man. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, Sabrina. Hopefully you'll clean things up for us a bit. How are you getting on?
Hey, PJ. How are you? How are you doing?
How are you going there, Sabrina? What's going on for you? What's happening?
I'm just on my way to drop my nieces off to my mum so we can go to school.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to head into work.
God, never, no rest, eh? No rest for the wicked.
No, I know.
Yeah, yeah, that explains why you have to talk so fast, Sabrina.
Yeah, she's got a lot in her plate.
Yeah, a lot going on. So, Sabrina, we'd love to give you some cash. What do you want to do? What do you want to have a guess at?
Maroon 5 Memories.
Okay. Right, okay.
Imagine you won this cash, Sabrina. Like, what would the family think? Can you imagine, lads? Like, she will be loved. She will be loved.
Don't sing, Michael. Don't sing.
Oh, no. It's wrong, sorry.
Okay, thanks, lads. Have a good
day. Have a good one. Take
thanks,
care,
Sabrina. Have a great day.
Cheers.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, my God. That was... She will
no, be hold loved. On. He goes high-pitched. She will be loved.
Jeepers. He just never knows when he's beat when it comes to the songs. He doesn't...
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, and it's time to welcome the natural born feeder herself, Ross. How are you doing?
I'm very, very good, thank you.
PJ's particularly delirious because we have an added guest that we weren't expecting.
Yeah, we've got Willie the dog.
Willie.
I love when people bring their dogs in. So good to see the both of you now.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? When I was coming to the show today, I was like, what better show to bring my Willie into?
Exactly, yeah.
If ever a show needed an extra Willie,
this is the show that needs a proper Willie in it.
Ross, brilliant to have you in.
Thanks.
But I tell you something, far from the first time you've been in here, because weren't you telling me a story? You and Ross have a past.
I was telling you that for the first time I met you,
past.
Ross.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even TV, we're on a cycle.
Oh,
we're on a charity cycle the first time I met Ross, and you were just on Celebrity Bachelor, I think. Or you were going into it.
No, no, I was just finished it.
Oh, and I said, oh, I did that. And you said to me, oh, really? Who was your manager? You said.
If ever there was a GAA face,
he does look like a GAA head, doesn't he?
A fit GAA player.
There's dents in my head that the slipper fits into perfectly and everything.
Did you ever play?
No, well, I tried to play, but unfortunately my hands are purely ornamental. I can't perform well.
And also, Ross helped us launch Jump with Jim when we did the parachute jump.
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember that?
I do, yeah.
Oh my God.
I do have a memory.
I was literally about to turn around and say, but I'm instantly forgettable.
Yeah.
But we never got to do the jump because of the weather.
Yeah, that's right. So the first jump had...
I used to owe you... A
jump?
I do, yeah.
My God.
Ross Parsons just said
she owes me a jump.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, how things have changed for you over the last few years. Since I met you the first time, you've totally changed your career and the trajectory you were on completely, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I guess when we first met, I had started my Natural Born Feeder blog. But I guess I'd never really envisaged what was going to happen. I'm on my third cookbook now and food definitely took over.
Yeah.
I think after I met you, about 2 years after, I stopped modelling completely.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, it's changed so much. I think we were on like a 90k cycle that day, were we, or something?
Yeah, I remember. It was that cycle that we were cycling down to Enniscorthy or something like that.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And I assumed somebody would be going back.
Oh my God, you went back by yourself.
And I had to cycle home from Enniscorthy on my own.
I'll never forget.
Because I thought somebody would be driving.
Oh my God. So yeah, we got the whole way to Enniscorthy and you were like, I was like, okay, I'm going to go and get some food. And you're like, I better head back before it gets dark. I was like, I actually was like, well done, you just did 90k, pat on the back. And he was gone back on the bike.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I didn't want to. I had no choice. Like,
I got a lift home
that day.
What
did you think was going to happen? She's after telling me she got a lift home.
I got a lift home that day. Oh my God.
Anyway, listen, we should talk about, you mentioned obviously the Natural Born Feeder blog. That's gone huge.
Yeah.
That's become a massive
success.
Thing. The blog itself, even before we get into the kind of books and stuff.
Yeah, I guess, you know what? I remember when I was starting the blog, I had a fear that I wouldn't keep it up because I'm pretty crap at keeping things up.
Right, okay.
Like the resolutions, all
are
that kind
bone
of stuff.
Idle, like?
And I remember someone saying, well, if it's your passion, you'll keep it up. And sure, look, here I am now. Yeah. And I just enjoy it. Like when people always ask me like, oh, what's your favourite thing to do? It is actually genuinely creating recipes, because when someone comes up to me and says, oh, I tried your pancakes, whatever, they were delicious. That, I know, to a lot of people out there, that might seem so trivial and small.
But
to me, I'm like, oh, that's such a buzz.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Because it's like I've given something to someone, you know?
Was, yeah. was the foodie thing there kind of way back as a kid, long before modelling and all that sort
of
stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was always big into cooking and baking. I grew up kind of, that was just my main hobby. You know, a lot of kids, I played a lot of sport as well. But, you know, kids might have been like, PlayStations were huge back there. We weren't allowed to have anything or watch TV. So
oh, you were Tipperary,
like,
weren't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Proper, like, and not even like on the map, like the middle of nowhere. Like, I don't think you can even still Google map where I live. Anyway, so I was always like, at night time, I'd be like, well, can I bake a cake? My parents were like, sure, okay. So, yeah, I've always been into cooking and baking.
And sorry, just in relation to the vegan thing, have you been vegan all your life? Or is
no,
that a recent
no, no.
thing?
No, and I'm not, I would never, I actually don't say that I'm vegan because...
Right.
I don't think people should really have labels like that. Like for me, when it comes to eating more plant-based, it's totally from an ethical side point. And I don't really like to push it either. Like I have a vegan cookbook and I just like to show people how to make vegetables really tasty, because I don't think anyone should ever feel bad about what they eat, and I'm never going to be the person who's going to tell you what to eat.
Right, okay.
So I just use Natural Born Feeder as like a hub for, if you want to eat vegetables, make them tasty, this is it, in a really simple way. Because as Irish people, we've grown up, we all know how to cook our meat, chicken, eggs and fish. Like that is our bread and butter.
Yeah,
like, do
yeah.
you know what I mean? That is the centre of our plates. So I guess I just wanted to steer my blog in a way that that kind of is showing people something that we don't know how to do.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
that's make veggies
that's good
taste
shows.
Nice.
Exactly, yeah, and that's what my problem is. I'd be a vegan in the morning, only I'm so sort of...
Well,
I'm kitchen disabled in a way. Like I can't figure out what to do instead of that, the usual staple, you know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think, you know, as Irish people, we just go to the same thing over and over again. It's our safety net, you know. We all know how to make chicken and meat taste really, really good. And when someone says, okay, try to be vegan or plant-based, they're kind of just, they end up being starving.
Yeah.
Or they end up just going, this is so boring, I'm just having the same vegetables like stir-fried or boiled to death. And that's just not the case. So I just wanted to show off that you can make.
There's other stuff,
yeah,
out,
there's
there.
Other stuff out there.
That's a good thing as well, because lots of people kind of assume that these things have to be all or nothing.
Yeah.
You have to immediately make a mass,
no.
you know, you got to go
like,
from carnivore to herbivore
in one second.
And look, if I came in here now and you were like, oh, we made some buns, I'm not going to be like, oh, what's in the buns? I'm going to have a bun.
Yeah.
So are you saying Willie gets a sausage from now time to time?
Oh, no. He does. Yeah, he does. So I'm just not, I try not to be super fussy. And as well, I think in my nature, like if I call over to my aunt's house or my parents' house and they're after making like, oh, we made you this dessert from your childhood, I'm not going to like not have it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I guess I'm kind of easy
with it. So this then specifically is, so yes, it's vegan.
Mm-hmm.
It's no fuss vegan is what it's called. So the idea is that it's not going to be a big hassle. It's kind of literally, you can knock these recipes up fairly handily, yeah?
Oh, yeah. So as you can see in most of the recipes, like I keep the ingredients list quite small. I understand that people don't want to spend much time in the kitchen, especially if you're meal prepping on a Sunday or whatever it is. And they're kind of foolproof. They're really easy, like all in one mixes.
So if somebody kind of just is into it in general, is there sort of a central place where they can always kind of find out kind of what you're doing in terms of the blog stuff, in terms of the book stuff? Is there kind of like a one-stop shop to get what Ross Purcell is doing?
Yeah, so like probably my Instagram, because you know you can post so quickly on that. But I obviously do have a website as well, which I probably should say, because you know you're control of your website. But it's probably Instagram. So.
And just for anyone listening, like I recommend your Instagram to anyone. I just think it's really good. It's really like good as far as food and health and getting in and out there. And of course, your real good message for as far as not beating yourself up for body positivity and all of that. I think everybody needs, especially like you know, especially a couple of elf tossers like us.
No Fuss Vegan is the current book. Ross, thanks a million for coming in.
Thanks for
thanks so much
guys.
For bringing William as well.
William as well.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Yeah, Britney Spears, Baby One More Time, hit from actually the year we featured on CSI yesterday, I think it was. We were talking about Britney, weren't we?
We were, yeah. 1999. Featuring a lot during the week, yeah.
Yeah.
Britney's mad headcase, brilliant, talented monster that she is. She's dead.
Welcome along. If you just joined us, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us. Much appreciated. 087-188-0008, particularly if you want to have a go at the breakfast table quiz. Nice prize this week. Hotel stay, couple of nights out, courtesy of GBK, gbk.ie if you want to check out more about them. And the score of 12 is what you're aiming for. Higher if you can make it. But 12 will certainly put you top of the leaderboard with only a couple of days to play. So that's on the way. And speaking about getting out and about, particularly in Dublin, because the GBK restaurants we're talking about are in Dublin.
Yeah.
If you want to go out in Dublin, it might just cost you a few quid.
Well, it will. Dublin's outrageous pricing. But the country as a whole has been listed in the most expensive countries in the world.
No
so
great shock there, PJ,
no great shock,
buddy.
Mind you, it's this significantly lower than I imagined it would be.
Oh, really?
Significantly lower. Which doesn't say a great thing now. You know, it still doesn't...
I mean, it's bad. But I mean, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Well, let me rephrase that. It's bloody outrageous. But it's not the absolute outrageous end.
Right.
So, Switzerland has been named the most expensive country. The world's most expensive country.
Switzerland.
Yeah, with Norway second and Iceland third.
Right.
So it's always Scandinavia, though, isn't it? It's always the Scandinavian countries. I know Switzerland isn't Scandinavian, but the other ones are always up there.
But that's kind of weird, isn't it, now? Because you know the way when we do these surveys, as you say, it does always come out that the Scandinavian places, they are very expensive, high tax rates and all this kind of stuff. But then they always come out as like the best places to live.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Because I suppose it filters away. It's not like... I suppose they use the money, the taxes, they go back to the people as opposed into, you know, Fianna Fáil pockets or Fine Gael pockets or whoever's robbing us at that particular time.
Yeah, in the interest of fairness, we'd like to slam all politicians
with
the same brush.
Oh, come on. We're all about to vote on Saturday. Let's be honest. There's not one of them. We mean nothing to any of them.
Exactly.
To any of them.
They're all just colours. That's all they are.
We mean nothing to any of them. So there you go. That's to be fair.
Yeah.
Across the board.
We'd like to tar all politicians with the same brush. Thank you.
Exactly. Exactly.
In fact, we'd like to tar and feather. No, you can't do that. Anyway, moving on.
I wouldn't mind it. There's a few I wouldn't mind tarring and feathering. Tarring and feathering on the wedgie and maybe even take some of me cash back.
Exactly. Where are we then in the scheme of things? So Switzerland's the most expensive.
Yeah, and then on the sliding scale then, it goes Switzerland, Norway. Didn't I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Switzerland, Norway, Iceland. Then we're into Japan. I've been to Japan. Japan is very expensive. Well, Tokyo as a city is. I don't know about the rest of the world.
I've been to
mad.
Tokyo and I can't remember.
Oh, it's very... Oh, gee. It's one of them things where you're trying to do the mental arithmetic of the currency
change. See, that's probably where I gave up.
Yeah, that's where I gave up.
I probably stopped trying to work it out and now I don't know whether it was expensive or not.
That's it. I thought I was doing all right and I came home. I think I got an invoice from the Royal Family of Japan. Denmark then, we've been to Denmark. If you're out and about, it's pricey.
That is one of the places that has stuck in my mind as expensive.
Yeah, when you're out and about. It's great. You get a sandwich and a coffee in Denmark. Grand. Go for an actual bit of pub grub and a fizzy.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Do you
want me trousers as well? Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal, wasn't it?
Do you have collateral, sir, to pay for this drink?
When you can fill up, I always think, if you can fill the car with diesel... For cheaper than I can fill myself with fizzies. There's something going on.
Absolutely.
So then the Bahamas, which I'm very surprised to see. I always imagined the Bahamas was kind of... I always got the deal that had the idea that the Caribbean or the Caribbean or whatever you want to call it
cheaper.
As a whole would be cheaper, yeah?
Yeah, I've never been.
Luxembourg then, that doesn't matter. So you can fly through it. Just walk across the border. Yeah, exactly. You can go anywhere.
People in Luxembourg just walk outside Luxembourg and buy stuff.
You just walk to France or walk the other way. You can walk to about three different countries in Luxembourg. Then there's Israel, Singapore, South Korea. And that brings us, where does Ireland come? Well, Ireland is 13th. Lucky 13.
Right.
Overall, Ireland, we're the 13th most expensive country in the world. I suppose, what these lists don't tell you, though, is it doesn't break it down for you. I imagine housing is a huge part of that.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean? And housing and maybe fuels and all that sort of stuff. You know, I don't know what's cheap in Ireland. Is anything cheap in Ireland, actually? What am I was trying to justify us there for a minute. Now I'm just getting upset. What no. is cheap in Ireland? This is what we were talking nothing. About the other day. You and me were only talking yesterday, actually.
Right.
You brought it up. Remember all the things in Ireland you used to get for free? You That's, don't get for free anymore.
Yeah.
Air in your tyres was one we were talking about. You can't
well,
get...
this was when we were having that conversation about how people used to come out and put diesel or petrol, as it would have been, into your car and everything.
Yeah, well,
there
that
was petrol
free.
Pump attendants.
That's free. When you got on a plane, you got a sucky sweet.
A meal. Mind you, in fairness, the fare was about 500 quid
I know,
just to
yeah.
go to England.
I know, but still, it felt like you were getting something for free. You didn't have to pay for your fizzies or anything on the plane then. Yeah. There was loads of stuff that was free. And now nothing is, like, absolutely nothing is free anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even think, you're not even allowed to get out of your own car. That's what always
true,
does
yeah.
me. You're parking on the road. And you have to get, open an app and
you have to pay money to get out.
I've taxed it, insured it, fueled it, bought it, and you have to pay to get out of the flipping thing.
Somebody said, I don't know what necessarily this is in relation to, but somebody says €12 for a fizzy in Aruba. Regards from the
oh, that's Bahamas then, isn't it?
Right, okay.
Oh, is it?
Somebody's saying meat is very cheap. Do they mean in Ireland?
Well, it depends now what sort of meat, doesn't
right.
it? Or is it very cheap? Oh, maybe that's what it is.
There's
actually.
Andrea Malloy. She says, lads, where I live, we have a petrol pump attendant.
Ooh, yeah.
Swanky.
Some poor fella that's just doing the whole lot.
Yeah.
That's one of those. Remember you used to pull up, we were only saying that the other day as well. You used to get petrol out of the petrol pump.
Yeah.
And it was the old black things with the white numbers painted on.
They were like the turning clock
yeah,
thing nearly.
But
yeah.
fuel was so cheap, much cheaper
yeah,
than
it is
now.
Come up.
You could watch it go click, 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 click. Now fuel's so expensive. The numbers fly past so much it's impossible to land on a round number.
Now there's Dylan, defending Dublin, I think. He says, heading to Switzerland in a few weeks. Thanks for the good news. Oh yeah, you've just told him he's heading into an absolute nightmare, financial nightmare.
Yeah, it's Temple Bar prices across the Alps.
And he says, I paid €6.10 for a large bottle of Bulmers at the weekend and I was in Mead outside of Dublin.
What?
Yeah.
In Mead? What is going on there?
That's Are you more surprised now about somebody going to Meath or about paying €6.10?
Everything about that is surprising to me. €6.10, County Meath, Bulmers. Oh. What sort of... I can't understand anything that's going on there. That's the holy trinity of bafflement, that is.
There's Finno telling you that Norway's one of the richest countries in the world. They have a heap of oil. Hence you get the double whammy of high taxes but a high standard
and
of living.
And I think, don't they have that thing where all the people in the country have a share in the oil sort of thing? Isn't that right?
Well, I've no
something
idea.
Like that, yeah, yeah.
Sure, I wouldn't be knowing anything about fair play or anything
sure,
like that.
Sure, we wouldn't want to. If none of us in Ireland wants to share the oil. They want to share the Guinness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Black gold, black
oh, look at
gold.
This. We've struck a chord here. Joe, who's in Nace, says, we have a pump attendant in Nace as well.
Do you? In Nace.
I think we're losing out here, PJ.
That's the other thing I miss as well about living in Dublin is in the rest of the country, you know the way you can have a fella and he not only runs the post office, the Chinese and the undertakers, all of them would be the same place in the same building.
Yeah.
And exactly. He does the whole lot and it's just he's Terry and he does everything.
Yeah.
And he's there, he'd be halfway through doing your up of noodles and then bam on someone out the back.
Classic hits.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
So our prize this week, of course, as you know, is thanks to Gourmet Burger Kitchen. Their beef burgers, of course, from 100% Irish beef, grass-reared cattle from independent Irish farms. Of course, they also do fresh chicken burgers. And if you're veggie or vegan, they cater for that as well. All veggie and vegan burgers available as well. They've got a selection of homemade GBK sauces, which are prepared from scratch every day. None of this... bought in shenanigans.
None of that old sugar or fried old nonsense in a bottle. It's the real
exactly.
deal.
If you want to check out more about them, gbk.ie is where you get the info, including where they are. They've got four locations in Dublin, Liffey Valley, South Ann Street, South William Street, or Temple Bar. And you can actually book online if you use that book a table website. You can book online if you want to do that. But for us, we've got an extra bit of a prize, a two-night stay in a four-star Dublin City Centre hotel, and then you get to enjoy two evening meals at any of those four GBK restaurants in Dublin.
And 11 the score to beat, so 12 or more is what you need to go into the lead on it, so it's a bit of an ask. but we've done it many times before. Gillian Hart is in Meath and she's going to have a go this morning. How are you, Gillian?
Hi, PJ, how are you?
Not bad at all, Gillian. How are you getting on? Are you happy?
Oh, very happy. Nervous. Don't
be nervous. Take a deep breath in there. We'll do a bit of meditation.
Yeah.
And you'd be grand. Do you play along with the quiz most mornings?
Every morning, and it's easy listening to it.
What sort of average scores do you give yourself?
Well, I got 12 now yesterday.
Oh, you see. There you go. That's the magic number today.
I'll probably get about 2 now today, but anyway.
Well, let's see.
Take a deep breath now, everybody together. Take a deep breath.
And release. Right. Gillian, if you can get that dirty dozen again, you'd be top of the leaderboard. You ready to go?
Yep.
Here we go.
What French word do audiences shout at the end of a performance to hear more?
Encore.
What J is the device used to lift a car?
Pass.
It's a jack. Which author wrote the novel 1984?
Pass.
George Orwell. Which country awards the Purple Heart to people wounded in military action?
Pass.
The USA. What is the bigger quantity? Two thirds or three quarters?
Three quarters.
What name is given to the fluid surrounding a fetus in the womb?
The sac.
Amniotic fluid. In 1980, which group released the album Super Trooper?
ABBA.
Mouth-to-mouth artificial respiration is commonly known as the kiss of what?
Life.
What OR means an exact copy or model?
Replica.
Yeah, is in Egyptian mythology, of which heavenly body was Ra, the sun god?
Pass.
The sun. Pneumonia is the inflammation of what organs in the human body?
Lungs.
Uma Thurman played Mia Wallace in what Quentin Tarantino film?
Kill Bill.
It was Pulp Fiction. I'm going to give you one more because I was literally speaking in tongues at the start of that. What is two thirds of three quarters?
Six.
Hello?
No. Hello? No.
It's a half. It's a half, so it is. Sorry, Gillian.
Oh, easier said than done.
I know, I tell you, it's different, isn't it, when the mic is on.
And, I
don't know what to make of the... I don't know what to make of that question whether to give Gillian an extra point.
Which one?
About that Egyptian mythology question.
Why?
Because the question was, in Egyptian mythology, of which heavenly body was Ra the god?
Yeah.
And you went, was Ra the sun god?
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Right, I tell you, as it stands...
Well, give it to her then.
But Mike, what's your...
She gets a point for that, always.
Right, okay.
I'm sorry, Gillian.
Well, I didn't get 12 anyway.
Well, I don't know.
I'll tell you what you did get.
You're definitely not getting is the ridicule I'm getting from these two right now.
Watching you read the questions is actually giving me stress.
I wasn't exactly good today now, I'll give you that. Yeah, it was a bit like I was trying to worship the devil or something this morning.
It's like you're in pain, yeah.
Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct answers, Gillian. It wasn't quite good enough this time. But anyway, listen, thanks for playing. Cheers.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
See you, Gillian.